What makes motocross, quad bikes, and two-wheelers so appealing?
Well, I think it's just in a small town of Newman, but it just gives everyone something to do. And it's obviously your choice, whether you like the two-wheelers or four. We've got, obviously, three kids that ride in the family, and we've got a child that likes each. So, yeah, it just gives us all an opportunity to have a ride.
Fantastic. How long have you been racing for yourself?
Me and my younger brother, we sort of grew up racing motorbikes, so 25 years maybe, I reckon we've had bikes for, and we both live in the same small town, and riding bikes is just a great way to get out, you know, like if you don't like the team sport sort of stuff, you can get out there and have some fun yourself.
Have you had any accidents?
Yeah, I think that's just part of it. I think you grow up expecting and understanding that, you know, obviously accidents are part of the sport, but I think with my kids, I provide them the safety, the gear, the training. Well, there's also a lot of training involved and an opportunity to improve. So, and also if the kids, you know, that they like to do it, you know, the sorts of pressures there are expected. But, yeah, just give them an opportunity to have a shot.
Mm. And you talk about training. You've been doing it for 25 years now. In the last year, do you think that you're always learning, you're always picking up new skills, but you would be pretty good at it?
I think new skills. I mean, just the last few days at Newman, we've had some coaches from the east coast of Australia and some professional racers from Perth here teaching our local kids to ride. But yeah, just standing around listening for sure. Like I'm nearly 40 years old now, and I'm still picking up bits and pieces because I suppose it's evolving. The sport's changing. The fitness, the experiences that these guys are bringing to our kids. I wish sort of had that opportunity myself.
So the professionals were there. Can you just give us two examples of what two main things stood out to you in tips or training that they gave the children?
I suppose with the kids, I suppose it's the discipline. It's being, so disciplined that the training and the fitness levels of the sport of motocross is at a very high level. There's not too many other sports that probably would compare to the sport of motocross. So it's being dedicated. And they think of the bits and pieces being committed, and the discipline that you've got to, I suppose, show to the sport of motocross was huge. These guys actually put it out there, and you'll see them on Sunday night with the pro riders. The only guys in their early 20s, but they're riding at a level I still sometimes don't realise how they can do that, you know.
How fast do they go?
I think the best thing to do is you need to come out and have a look at these guys. They're teaching our juniors, and I know our young kids are riding at a great level too, but it's definitely all about the pros that, you know, these guys come all the way from Perth or wherever where they're paid to ride, and these guys are at a level I don't know how they do it.
I'm talking with Chris Outram from Newman. We're talking about the Newman Echo Park Memorial. It's been going for 5 years, but you won't be on till tomorrow. The seniors are on Sunday?
That's right. So mums and dads will get out there and help today. We man the canteen, the bars. We do the scoring. We flag. We make sure that the pits and everything is safe for the kids to ride today. We've got a fantastic new committee. A lot of helpers. So everything's volunteer too. We've got to remember that, you know, in respect to the members lost to the club, all these people are putting their time. And it's all volunteer. So we'll be riding for the kids today. And then we get underway for the seniors tomorrow, where the kids can sit back and they run around, look in the pits, in the swings, the canteens, and then they watch the professionals race tomorrow.
Is there a new motocross track?
Yeah, our motocross track's forever changing. It's very new. It's like I said before, we've got some of the best facilities. We race, my family race all over the state in the state championships of Western Australia, but we still love to come home and race. We've got the facilities are top notch, and with the great club and the people that are helping there, it's good to be a part of.